at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So much for being on the wagon. I just had a shot of Screwball whiskey. Screw with a K, by the way. Screwball peanut butter whiskey, I should say. Dave Grohl's favorite whiskey, by the way. He announced it on stage in San Diego. I just saw the clip. He announced it on stage in San Diego.
Unsolicited.
Just said, hey, I love the Screwball whiskey. And awesome. Screwball peanut butter whiskey is sponsoring what, Craig?
The disc golf tournament, the Craig Evans Invitational Disc Golf Tournament.
Craig is always about the glory. He's got to hog the glory on this show.
Yeah.
He's got to have his name everywhere in front of ours. Yeah. Although this is called Todd and Tyler Presents. The Craig Evans Disc Golf Tournament.
Right, the Craig Evans Invitational, and which hound. Is, you know, everybody's invited.
Yeah. And there are still a few slots left, right?
This is I understand.
This is for our Omaha audience, or unless you're in the area, because you can travel. But Screwball Whiskey, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey is amazing stuff. It's available everywhere, guys, right? Everywhere?
Yeah.
Cool, everywhere.
And it is... It is tasty.
Yeah, it is tasty.
Also
it
tastes
is.
Good.
It's also
with cranberry
dangerous.
Juice.
Smooth. Also dangerous.
It's really smooth.
It was smooth. You know, when I drink whiskey, I still drink it. But it was different. Real smooth. Screwball peanut butter whiskey. When you didn't think peanut butter could be stuck everywhere.
We
kind of know on this show it is stuck
spot.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Sure.
It's stuck everywhere.
We knew that.
And the peanut butter is really subtle.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But it tastes all right.
Yeah, it's not. It's not chunky.
No. Yeah. Do you guys make a chunky version?
I don't like the chunky peanut butter whiskey.
There's no demand for chunky peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah.
Well, there might be eventually, but not now. But it's good stuff. Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Thank you for advertising, guys. Appreciate that, man.
Thanks, guys.
Good whiskey.
Thank you.
Try it, really. I mean, I did have a sip. They had to talk me into that. I said I don't drink in the morning.
That's generally true.
Well, Wednesday morning, I mentioned.
Wednesday mornings are out, turning things around. Well, I could actually see, like, sipping this. Normally, I don't understand. Like, I've tried to order a scotch to pretend like I'm an adult before.
Yeah, so have I over the years. You know, I can do a Manhattan, but a Manhattan is a mixed drink. But there's so many shows out there, you know, Justified we used to watch, where tough dudes just pour a glass of scotch and drink it. Not even just Mad Men, current movies in current time. They just do that all the time.
I'm thinking, Ray Donovan comes to mind.
Yeah,
they're always
doing,
you know, always grabbing a whiskey or a scotch and just drink it like it's water.
And this is the stuff I could actually sip. Put that a little nice, you know?
Yeah. I tried it at a wedding once. I'm just like, whiskey on the rocks. And I'm like, trying to get it down.
A lot of times
I
fall down in front of my refrigerator.
As a nod, though. One of the Craig and I
last time
movies. We like to have a glass of warm gin with a human hair in it.
Perfect.
That's a grown-up drink right there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Especially if it's a pube.
Yeah. You got to love a bar that knows your drink.
Right. Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Thank them for sponsoring.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sponsoring this
golf tournament. The guy that invented it was telling me off the air here. His family survived the killing fields in Cambodia.
Wow.
And he lost his grandparents there, and he spent years in a camp and ended up moving to San Diego in this hippie town, always loved peanut butter, and invented this stuff.
Wow.
It's a crazy story, man.
That is a wild story.
Yeah, he was here for 6 minutes.
Yeah, I know, and I knew about the killing fields, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We are celebrating National Square Dance Month.
Finally. No, somebody else is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a big celebration going on.
You're partnering around and around.
I used to have to do that in elementary school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I
agree
with that.
Be fifth, sixth grade, you're just like, oh, I'm holding a girl's hand. And then you're going to be like, do-si-do.
Yeah. Then you had a boner, too. I know you did. Of course you did.
Hey, we used to work with a guy who's one of the, like, a nationally renowned square dance caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It was, you wouldn't know it by looking at
him. And he still is.
Yeah.
I still see his posts online. Yeah. He goes all over the country calling square dances.
Swing your do-si round and round.
He's going to meet that tender lady.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, of course he is.
She's going to
flip
years
off,
old,
flip off the underwear with her old hammer toes.
You know, I guess I deserve that because apparently sometimes I've heard that, people can get grossed out with some of the stories that we do. But that's doing it for me.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow being slammed by Harvey Weinstein's team over her role in his downfall. A spokesperson for Weinstein claimed that Gwyneth was born into Hollywood royalty and didn't need that Weinstein to get work. Weinstein's rep added that Paltrow continued to make movies with the producer and as a result became the top paid female actress for almost a decade.
Is that his
now,
defense?
She was the first. Yeah.
I was a freak and I did a lot of bad things, but she still worked with me. That's his defense.
But she still fought. Yeah, but she was going to be fine no matter what.
Didn't hurt her none.
Yeah, she. If you remember, she was the first one to come out and say that she was harassed and assaulted by Weinstein after the initial New York Times expose in 2017. But everyone else says, shut up, you freaking moron. You just don't get it, do you?
No, he doesn't get it.
No, and he never will.
Right.
If he's still talking like this.
She wanted it.
Yeah, and how do you get a team of people to still stick up for that guy?
Because you pay the money.
Yeah.
Yep, paying him money. He's still got cash, I'm sure.
That's right. I've been going through with my son, Patriots fan.
Yes.
So now Antonio Brown, he's like, he's not a good guy, but he's like, well, I don't know about this. I'm like, dude, now we have got to go through like this whole conversation.
Raped. Yeah, because he's accused of rape.
Well, why'd you go back to work?
Yep.
Because she needed a job.
Right. Yeah. No, that's crap. You'll hear that from Patriot fan. Not your son so much. He's a kid.
Well, yeah,
but you'll hear the grown Patriot fan will defend this ass hat, right?
I just hate Antonio Brown. He's forcing us to have conversations about consent at the dinner table.
Exactly.
I mean, we should be having those conversations.
No, you're right.
Anyway,
you're right. You're right.
Like, I've been looking forward to football season.
But at least you have to explain to him that he knelt for the national anthem.
Right?
He just accused of rape. Yeah. He's just accused of rape and masturbating in front of her doing other stuff. It's pretty brutal if you read a lot of it.
Yeah, but he didn't throw it on the flag.
Right. That's all that matters.
That is true, apparently. There's a new clothing line featuring sketches and notes from Kurt Cobain. His daughter is involved in this. She is collaborating with Live Nation merchandise to promote these limited edition shirts. Kurt was here collection of these shirts.
I got too many jokes here, and I don't know why I'm stopping. Oh, I know why I'm stopping.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people yell at us.
Yeah. A New Jersey man is in custody accused of scamming women out of more than $2 million.
You know why I'm mad at him? Kurt Cobain.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't shoot himself. The Foo Fighters don't exist.
Oh, that's right.
And again,
it's his fault.
Don't say that around my wife. He didn't kill himself.
It was a conspiracy.
Courtney did it.
She still thinks that?
Yes.
I don't think Courtney killed
him. But if the Foo Fighters don't exist, then the peanut butter whiskey doesn't get all the pub.
Well, he still drinks it. Girl's still playing somewhere.
Yeah, he'd still
just
drink
it. Just a club down
the
street.
It would just be less of a news item.
Right, right.
He could have said that from the drum set while he's playing with Nirvana.
Nirvana, right, right,
yeah. Yeah, I love that theory. Like Courtney Love did it. Oh, yeah, she's completely strung out on heroin and committed the perfect crime.
Perfect crime with no evidence whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, that's what you do when you're strung out on the heroin.
No, he obviously had some demons and he killed himself. It's
one of those subjects we just don't talk about at home.
That's one you don't.
Like, one of those things.
You're a house divided when it comes to that. I saw some house divided flags for sports on social media this morning. You have one of those. You have Foo Fighters Nirvana house divided flag.
It's more one of those you think what you want and I'll know the truth.
Kurt Cobain was an inside job.
Yeah, I'm just not going to get into that argument.
No.
They should make an atheist and a Noah's Ark house divided flag.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. An atheist, Noah's Ark. I love that. That house doesn't work.
No, I don't think
no.
I don't think that couple lasts long.
New Jersey man accused of scamming women out of more than $2 million in an online dating scam. Robin Sarpong was arrested
last night.
What's Sarpong? What do you rub it on?
It might be Reuben. I don't know. But it's two B's.
All right.
And it's I-N, R-U-B-B-I-N.
How many kids are named their kid Robin anymore? That'd be a great name.
Maybe the Sarpong family does.
Old Robin Evans.
I think Craig's okay with that.
Yeah.
He was arrested after he and his co-conspirators allegedly posed as U.S. military members overseas from January of 2016 even to this month. This gentleman and others are said to have asked women if they could borrow money to pay to ship gold bars to the United States and then making up any number of excuses as to why it didn't get there and why they needed more money and this and that and the other thing.
Robin's a con man, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, one of...
He could run a series of massage parlors.
I think it'd be a great name.
Robin and his buddy Tug.
Robin Tug.
Him and Tug McGraw could have started one.
Tug and Robin.
Well, the twist is it's a completely legit massage parlor.
Yeah.
Robin and Tug massage parlor. And you see all they go, nope, it's legitimate. Why are you called Robin and Tug? It's my name and here's Tug.
Yeah, it's a completely legit massage place. All they do is the legal stuff, but call it Robin and Tug.
Robin and Tug.
It's weird as Tug's a little pushy.
Damn it, I laughed at that more than I should have.
I have to warn you that this next story is fake news.
Got it. Oh, by you saying that, I know you're trying. You're channeling somebody else. That means it's real. I know you.
It's fake news.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear the truth.
Yeah, he's probably speaking for a percentage of the audience.
Yep, I know.
This is fake news.
Hopefully a smaller percentage.
New research.
Uh-oh.
So you can see how, you know, it's just way beyond the pale already.
Stupid scientist.
New research is shedding light on the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh.
So you can see how much fakeness is going on here.
You're right.
The study published in the journal Penis, PNAS, estimates that the 7.5-mile-wide asteroid struck off the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico 66 million years ago.
Fake.
With the force of 10 billion atomic bombs.
We're only 6,000 years old.
It triggered a tsunami and sparked wildfires 900 miles away.
Man.
Researchers from the University of Texas say the immediate effects of the initial impact killed many dinosaurs, but sulfur that was released into the atmosphere and blocked out the sun led to their extinction. Ultimately, the asteroid and its aftermath eliminated 75% of life on Earth at the time.
I don't believe any of it.
Good.
Yeah. You stay with your science crap and keep it out of here.
Yeah. Good. We have another big one they are tracking that's supposed to come pretty close to Earth.
I heard that there was another one that was coming fairly close, and I, you know, looked the other way.
A lot of them
forgot to look into it because
they sneak up on us.
Sometimes they do.
They don't.
We can't see them all.
Right. They don't catch them until they've already passed really close to Earth.
Yeah. We can't see them all.
How do they miss those?
I don't know. Small.
Yeah. Because they're that tiny.
They're not 7.5 miles wide?
For instance, yeah, they're small. They can still do damage, but they're small.
Did anyone ever slam Uranus?
I'm hoping you're speaking to someone besides me.
He's looking right at you.
That's a question for the room. For the room.
And you know the answer for everybody.
Yes, the answer for everyone is puss.
Just want to know. Oh, yeah, it's that when Nick's dad comes back.
This is what I get when
please,
I come
God,
to hear those
no.
stories. Right?
I won't, Nick. I won't.
Please, God, no.
Because it's your dad.
He's very open and willing to share.
Nobody wants to think about your dad having sex with anybody.
Kind of thanks I wasn't about to wake you up, Craig.
Until about 8 seconds ago.
But you perked up the pagan crowd.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard from them for a while.
No.
California lawmakers are moving on a deal that would allow college athletes to sign and get paid for endorsement deals.
I love this deal because I was going to tell Pete to bring this up. We were doing some other stuff there, but I saw this. This sets up for a showdown with the NCAA, and this is the thing. When they always talk about what happens if you got to pay the third string guard. Well, no. These are the famous guys selling the famous gear.
This is endorsement deals.
I mean, there was like a ton of 7 jerseys sold when our friend Eric Crouch was kicking ass.
Yes.
Kicking ass. Granted, Frost was 7 too, but, you know, Eric took it to another level with the Heisman. Those guys got nothing. The 15 jersey. I'm talking to locals, obviously, here. But the 15 jersey that Frazier wore for years sold everywhere. And major football players that bring a lot of money into these schools deserve to be able to get an agent and sign their rights away, yeah. Sign stuff. Because every time these guys are done playing, our buddy, we have a good friend of ours, all of ours, Scott, who runs a place called Husker Hounds in the area, still a good friend of ours. He has these ex-Huskers show up as soon as they're done playing, and they get paid. They get paid to sign autographs because people want to meet them, and they deserve to get money.
That's the case in a lot of college towns.
I know, but this is a way you can do it while you're still playing.
Whatever happened to the it was Sam Keller. He played for Nebraska. He played for Arizona State. I think he sued like EA Sports.
Yeah.
He was the first one.
Yeah, him and Ed O'Banion.
And then it went so far and got shot down again. Yeah. He was already out of sports. He wanted some leftover past money, right?
Yeah,
he wanted
the video.
I don't know what happened with that.
He wanted compensated for portraying his likeness.
Now, California said, hey, they're going to allow this, and we'll see where the showdown's going to happen.
Now, keep in mind, this is not paying players that just go to school.
No, and by the way, I think they should get paid, but you're right.
Yeah.
The famous guys
should. But this is not that. This is making money off of endorsement deals.
Right.
And extra stuff, extra money.
Yeah, there will be select few because these guys sell tickets.
Yes. They're the ones selling tickets and making money for these. This is why these coaches are making $6 million a year.
Right. Because these guys generate revenue for that college.
So you get paid to check out the car dealership.
Right.
That's it.
Or just sign stuff at Hog Hounds.
Well, yeah.
You know what they call it down there in Arkansas, Craig?
Yes.
For some of those guys, the best time that they could be doing that is while they're active players.
Right, because they're not going to be famous pro players.
Yeah,
and they're making money because the people love their team as they are.
The money
they
can make doing it after they're out of college is probably going to be considerably less.
Oh, yeah.
The big Arkansas souvenir shop is called the Hog Trough.
It could be.
Right.
It easily could be.
Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know that the situation, Mike Sorrentino, is set to be released from prison on Thursday.
How long's he been in?
It will be 8 months.
He didn't shame
tax evasion.
Yeah.
Ah. When they can't get you for being a douchebag,
right?
They get you for tax evasion.
Right?
Because being a douchebag, apparently, isn't against the law.
Yeah, well,
call yourself, we should all be kind of glad about that.
But we never called ourselves the situation.
No.
But we've been guilty of douchebaggery here and there.
Yeah.
You may remember Japan's worst nuclear disaster, Fukushima, eight years ago.
Yep.
They are... to cool the fuel cores at this damaged nuclear plant, they've had to pump in tens of thousands of tons of water over these 8 years. And then once this water is used, it's contaminated, and this water is then put into storage. Turns out storage space is running out for this contaminated water.
Right.
And so the way they're going to deal with it, according to Japan's environment minister, is to release it into the ocean and dilute it.
Right.
Perfect.
The
Great
government
idea.
Says they haven't settled on a course of action, but they also say there's no other way to deal with it. South Korea says they're concerned. So that's great news.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we figure it can't hurt. What's going to happen?
Yeah, we learned earlier.
They're closing Three Mile Island. I didn't know that.
Oil is good for the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Makes the crabs
lube it up.
Yeah. Lubes up the crabs.
And then kills them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Well, at least they got lubed up first.
That's right.
Glendale,
he
Arizona
lubed
police.
Up. That 83-year-old woman, by the way, who's flipping off her panties off her old toes right now. Just in case you forgot about that story.
I did. Thank you. Out of Glendale, Arizona. 10-year-old took video of her mom, 31-year-old Stephanie Davis, driving under the influence, and then she called police.
Man, well, you know what? She's endangering the 10-year-old's life, endangering other people's life. And
well, that kid's a narc.
And her cousins.
And that too.
Right. Well, at least she
to be fair, she had just taken the kids, the three kids, her daughter and the cousins, to see the Lion King.
Well, you got to get drunk at the Lion King.
Of course.
I've no
and
problem.
She did.
Before,
and then you
were
home.
After.
The video shows Ms. Davis allegedly drunk behind the wheel while the three kids were screaming for her to pull over.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, well.
Police say responding officers found the woman reeking of alcohol. She said, it's an honest-to-God mistake. She drank some wine at the movie.
You shit through the Lion King. But don't drive drunk.
Yeah, she's busted.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Theater might have overserved her.
Yeah, when I took my daughter to see those movies, there wasn't alcohol in the theaters. Only that long
Thank
ago.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, probably, actually. You know, I can handle mine. I could have probably had
That's the kind of snot-nosed kid, though. If you don't take her to the Lion King, she'll find someone to kill you.
Right?
And then Nick's
and
wife
steal
will excuse
your money
it.
To do it.
Total no-win situation there.
Nick's True. Wife would take the kid's side, right? It was a long week.
Totally. Yeah. They had their reasons.
At Nick's Allen's, this is Twitter, and he's at the Funny Bone featuring for James Johann tomorrow night at Funny Bone Omaha.
Tomorrow, yes. Right.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
James Johann will be on the show Friday morning.
Also, Lewis Black will be on the show tomorrow, so check it out. Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thank you, Nick.
All right.
See everybody in the morning. Thank you for listening. Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Screwball whiskey, screwball peanut butter whiskey. Buy it, drink it. Thank us later.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.